Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 22, Problems. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This episode is all about problems. And for me, it landed at just the right time. With my family and friends, I want to be someone that people can turn to when they're struggling. Not somebody who complains, panics, or avoids, but someone who can help think clearly and move toward solutions. Earl offers a framework here that's simple, direct, and surprisingly empowering. Earl begins by giving us three things to do when facing any problem. The first, believe that the problem can be solved and that you can solve it. Without that belief, you never really begin. Second, define the problem as clearly as you can. Vague problems lead to vague solutions. Precision matters. And third, think about the problem with positive expectancy. Don't dwell on what can't be done. Assume a solution exists and keep your mind oriented toward finding it. This isn't wishful thinking, it's disciplined optimism. It's choosing a mental posture that makes solutions more likely to appear. Earl then spends a good deal of time on one reoccurring problem, losing your job. This theme comes up fairly often in his work, probably because many of his original listeners had lived through the Great Depression. But it feels especially relevant today, as people worry about automation and artificial intelligence reshaping the workforce. Earl tells an observational story about the unemployment offices of the day. They're always packed on Mondays. They're quieter midweek and nearly empty by Friday. He quips that if someone can't even spend a full week looking for a job, they probably aren't going to be the best employee. His underlying point is sharper. When someone is unemployed, a meaningful portion of that responsibility rests with the individual. That doesn't mean circumstances don't matter, but it does mean agency still exists. Earl urges everyone to have a plan in case they become unemployed. And he challenges a deeply ingrained misconception that the employer's role is to provide work for the employees. In reality, the employer's job is to provide a product or service to the customer. That question turned inward for me. How can I make sure I don't adapt the mindset that my employer exists to serve me? How can I work in ways that better support my employer's mission to serve others? That shift alone reframes work from an obligation to contribution. From there, Earl pivots to another problem people often struggle with: aging. He challenges the idea that getting older necessarily means becoming less engaged, curious, or vibrant. Instead, he argues that age is largely a matter of attitude. He puts it beautifully. You are as young as your faith, and as old as your doubts. You are as young as your self-confidence, and as old as your fear. You are as young as your hope, and as old as your despair. We can't control time, but we can control the mindset we bring to each day, regardless of age. Earl closes the episode by returning to problems more broadly, outlining four common ways that people respond to problems. The first is the direct method, and for the record, this is the best approach. And it's tackling the problem head on. The second, indirect, solving it through side doors or maybe a roundabout means. Third is retreat, running away and hoping it resolves itself. Fourth is sour grapes, blaming the world or convincing ourselves we never wanted a solution anyway. His key insight is this: people don't usually change their approach based on a problem. They default to a pattern based on who they are. That's the real invitation here: to notice our instinctive response and consciously move toward the direct constructive approach. So episode 22 leaves me with these reminders. Problems are not signals to stop, they're invitations to think. Clarity, responsibility, and positive expectancy change outcomes. Work is about serving others. Age is shaped by attitude, and how we face problems reveals who we are becoming. When problems arise, and they will, we can choose to meet them directly, thoughtfully, and with confidence. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.